From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Tuesday to discuss a controversial quota plan to distribute more than 100,000 migrants among the nations. The meeting comes after the European Parliament approved the plan last week. However, some Eastern European nations say they will not go along with it. On Monday, Hungary's parliament authorized its army to use non-lethal force against migrants who try to enter the country illegally. Meanwhile, other European nations are strongly critical of Hungary's reaction to the migrant crisis. Pope Francis travels to the United States Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba, presiding over Mass for tens of thousands, where he urged people to overcome resistance to change. The Reverend Brian Lucas is the General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference.
So he's speaking to a group of people whose relationships probably are very ambiguous. There were people within Cuba who followed the regime, people who rebelled against the regime. He's in a milieu where at the moment there are dissidents against the current government. And what he's saying to people is, can we see beyond the appearances so that traitors can become friends?
During his Cuba visit, the Pope met with both Fidel Castro and his younger brother, Raul Castro. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital of Ouagadougou to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders, while the French ambassador says interim president Michel Kafando has been released. An army statement said the armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover without bloodshed. You're listening to the latest news and developments on VOA News. Egypt demolished more than 3,000 buildings in the Sinai Peninsula during the past 2 years in what was likely a disproportionate campaign to eliminate smuggling tunnels and create a buffer zone next to the Gaza Strip. All that information comes from Human Rights Watch Tuesday. In its new report, Human Rights Watch said the residential, commercial, and community buildings were often knocked down with little notice, leaving thousands of people homeless and without inadequate compensation. In addition to the structures, the rights group said Egyptian authorities cleared nearly 700 hectares of farmland with no payments for that land. Chinese President Xi Jinping begins a U.S. visit Tuesday. He said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals, including hackers stealing commercial secrets, should be punished according to the law and international conventions. In written comments published early Tuesday in response to questions from the Wall Street Journal, Xi said China has also been a victim of hacking and has denied any governmental role in stealing business data. The United States announced on Monday that it's pledging more humanitarian aid to help civilians displaced by the Syrian conflict. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States today is committing to provide nearly $419 million in additional humanitarian aid for emergency health care, safe drinking water, food, shelter, and urgent relief supplies to Syrians affected by the conflict.
That brings the total U.S. financial aid to $4.5 billion since the Syrian conflict broke out in 2011. Meanwhile, on Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced that the U.S. would resettle another 85,000 refugees in fiscal 2016. The German car manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced on Tuesday that it's putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses in the hopes of winning back the trust of our customers. Volkswagen released a statement saying it's working intensely to eliminate the deviations that allowed Volkswagen to outwit U.S. emissions standards. As many as 100 people were killed in northern Nigeria in a series of coordinated explosions suspected to be the work of Boko Haram militants late on Sunday. Witnesses say four blasts detonated within 25 minutes and hit crowded parts of Maiduguri City. The targets include a mosque, a market, and a viewing center where people were watching a soccer match. A military official tells VOA that another 95 people were injured. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.